I think we're doing a yeoman's job of trying to get it out, but I think a lot of people will become grossly disappointed on Election Day. So we began this effort to start to say you need to be educated on the new process for voting. You need to understand that you can request an absentee ballot and vote. Because to show up at the polls and not be educated may cause you to vote a provisional ballot. And a lot of the provisional ballots are never, ever, ever counted. And that's where people will show up. And something as subtle as I moved an address change, where in the past, if you had valid ID that showed your new address and you were at the correct polling location, you could then vote. This year, if you have an ID change, that if you lived in Lake County and you now are in Orange County and trying to cast your vote because you're a student at UCF, had you not made the change with the supervisor of elections, you will be voting a provisional ballot. So your vote may or may not get counted. And we need to get that type of voter education out. And the Urban League will continue to champion that as well as along with other people like the League of Women Voters.
You mentioned the League of Women Voters and the League, along with the Florida Public Interest Research Group, the Urban League, the NAACP, the National Council of La Raza, and others have filed federal lawsuits to try and halt the implementation of these new laws in Florida. What's the status of those legal actions as of today?
They're still pending. And what we hope is that they will move to where the Justice Department will begin to take action. We encourage the Justice Department to ask for a stay of this law. See, the interesting thing around this law, especially in the state of Florida, is right after passing it, the legislative body that put this in place immediately then tied it up in legal action so that you would have to go to a court date. Well, that court date would be after the election, more than likely.
So then one of the thrusts of the legal action that's being taken is you're hoping that this matter will be settled one way or another before the November election.
We would hope so because, we're encouraged by what's taking place out in Wisconsin, in which the Justice Department did file a lawsuit against. And so they had a stay put upon the law, so that the law is not in action until that lawsuit can be resolved. And we asked the Justice Department to look into the state of Florida and make the similar request that this law be stayed until it can be reviewed in a court of law and then move forward. A lot of people try to polarize our groups and say that we're only out there in support of the president. We're out there in support of the right to vote. We want people to vote and cast your vote so that your vote can be heard. We need to vote in every election, not just the 2012 presidential election or the 16 election. We need to vote on April 3rd, when the city commissioners that are running and the mayors are running in the city of Orlando. And that's whether you are R, you're a D, whether you are a Tea Party, you're Whig Party, or you're an independent. You need to understand that you should have the right to vote and vote your conscience, and that we shouldn't suppress a segment because of an alleged fraudulent action from the past.
Now, the national president of your organization, of the Urban League, former New Orleans mayor Mark Morial, has called these laws a blatant attempt to suppress minority votes. He goes as far as to call it a return to Jim Crow laws. Yet the lawmakers who passed these new laws say they did so to prevent voter fraud, and they say even a small amount of voter fraud can change the outcome of a close election. What's your response?
Well, I'd have to ask, where is the voter fraud, the proof of fraud? I think this does disproportionately affect a segment of the community, because when you restrict early voting and you take away a key Sunday that in the African-American community especially, it was said to go out and vote on that Sunday. In fact, a lot of the pastors in the black community would have service, and then they would leave service as a congregation and go to the polls. You begin to see the targeting that if you're taking away that key Sunday, which this bill did, and you're removing days of early voting, which this bill does, disproportionately it affects people who are low income and very low income that can't afford to take a day off from work or to take the time away from work to get in. So when you strip away these early voting days and you take away that Sunday voting opportunity, you are targeting a segment of the community that, when you take a look at it, the 2008, they voted heavily towards the current elected president. So we look at it that way. Now, what people need to understand about the Urban League is we're a nonpartisan organization. But at the same time, when we see affronts against the people we serve, we're going to stand up and be a strong voice to say this is not right.